The sounds of music and song spilled through the open windows behind him. They were the last things John wanted to hear. He wiped away his tears on the sleeve of his shirt, furious that he had let them fall, and started to go. "Boy!" a voice called out to him. John turned. Tyrion Lannister was sitting on the ledge above the door to the great hall, looking for all the world like a gargoyle. The dwarf grinned down at him. "Is that animal a wolf?" "A dire wolf," John said. "His name is Ghost." He stared up at the little man, his disappointment suddenly forgotten. "What are you doing up there? Why aren't you at the feast?" "Too hot, too noisy, and I drunk too much wine," the dwarf told him. "I learned long ago that it's considered rude to vomit on your brother. Might I have a closer look at your wolf?" John hesitated, then nodded slowly. "Can you climb down, or shall I bring a ladder?" "Oh, bleed that," the little man said. He pushed himself off the ledge into empty air. John gasped, then watched with awe as Tyrion Lannister spun around in a tight ball, landed lightly on his hands, then vaulted backward onto his legs. Ghost backed away from him uncertainly. The dwarf dusted himself off and laughed. "I believe I've frightened your wolf. My apologies." "He's not scared," John said. He knelt and called out, "Ghost, come here, come on. That's it.